have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Welcome, 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 welcome. Hey, this is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much for listening, for hitting that play button. I'm going to jump right in today. We've been talking about the law of vibration because there's so many comments and people throwing stuff out there that's just not accurate, or they're just little bits and pieces that really don't line up, don't move us to the place where we are making a change in the frequency that we're operating on, right? We've been talking about that. If you have not listened to the prior two episodes, the Law of Vibration 1.0, the Law of Vibration 2.0, that immediately precede this episode, go back and listen to those because we're building on them. So it's the third one. Hopefully we can wrap it up today. If not, we'll just keep going with this, you know? There are so many laws. There's primary laws. There's secondary laws. We see so much about the law of attraction, but most people don't know that the law of attraction is not a primary law. It's a secondary law. That's why we see so many posts that, you know, it's a law, it's always on, but yet we see posts on social media and articles and, you know, it's the law of attraction nonsense, or the law of attraction doesn't work for me. It's always on. It's a law. It's not something that works or not works. That's like saying gravity works. Gravity didn't work for me yesterday. Well, it was working all the time. You know, it's always working. It's a law, just like the laws of mathematics. You can't change the law of mathematics. You can't say somebody messaged me and said the law of attraction works some of the time. It's true, but it doesn't work all the time. Well, that's not, no. You know, it's like saying mathematics, sometimes 2 + 2 = 4, but not all the time. Like on Tuesdays, it's not, you know. That's ridiculous. You know, the laws of aerodynamics and aeronautical engineering, all those laws are laws. We have to cooperate. You know, the manufacturers of airplanes have to cooperate and build the airplanes to certain specifications so they will fly, so they cooperate with the laws of aerodynamics and aeronautics and all those laws. I don't know anything about them, but, you know, law is law. And the law of attraction is an effect. The primary laws are the cause laws, the law of vibration. The primary law is the law of cause and effect. We want to get to cause. That's what I do. I'm a metaphysician. The underlying nature of things is what I've studied all my life. First cause. Source. Source energy. Creation. Our creator. All those things. We have to get to source and follow the creative process as law. That's why we're talking about the law of vibration, because the law of vibration is a primary law. What frequency are you operating on? See, everything vibrates. Everything is in motion. Everything, everything, everything. We live in an ocean of motion. Even a cadaver, a dead body, is in movement. It is vibrating. Otherwise, it wouldn't decay. If you would look at it with a microscope, you would see movement. You would see aliveness in the cells. Everything is moving. Some things more rapidly than others. Some things much, much slower. when substance changes form. For instance, water molecules are moving very, very, very slowly when the water is solid. When it's ice, they're at a different rate of vibration when it's water, when it's liquid, and a higher rate of vibration when the water is steam. The energy of the water is still the energy of the water. So the law of vibration says that we have to move our frequency to match what we want to experience in our lives. And I've seen comments and posts out there, well, the law, the vibration, our vibration is our feelings, and it stops there. And that's just, that's not true. As I started to say yesterday, and we started to explore what is the vibration that we are made of, what are the elements of that vibration, what is the causation of the vibration that we're operating on. It's many things. Certainly feelings is one of them, but feelings at different levels, different levels of our beingness. So yesterday we talked about, our last episode I should say, we talked about attitude as a contributing factor and what attitude is made up of. To just say attitude is our vibration would not be accurate, because our attitude is a composite of our thoughts, our words, and our actions, and those have to be in alignment. We can think thoughts and speak words that maybe are in alignment with what we want to experience, but we can take actions that are contrary to what we're thinking and speaking. So we can think our truth, speak our truth, yet the actions we take are not supporting what we're thinking and speaking. Or it can be any combination of those. And I didn't go this deep into it yesterday, but think about that. We can speak words. We can speak positive, affirmative words. And so many people do this. They speak their affirmations. They have it written down. They affirm all day long. But their actions that they take, they might affirm 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the afternoon, 100 times at night. But in between those times, their actions that they take are not in alignment with what they're affirming. Let's just use that on a very simple level. If I affirm in the morning 10, 20, 40, 50, 100 times, I am kind, caring, loving, compassionate, giving, and forgiving to all people. I am kind, caring, loving, and compassionate, giving, and forgiving to all people. And I do that, and I affirm that all morning, because that's really the energy I want to be in. That's the vibration I want to carry through the day. And then I step out, and I think I shared this a few episodes, and I start directing traffic with my middle finger. If I start speaking words that are harmful, if I speak words that are hate-filled, if I make judgments, if I step out in unforgiveness, if I step out in judgment, I'm not aligned with the words that I'm speaking or the thoughts that I'm thinking. I started the day thinking and setting the intention, devoting my day to being kind, caring, loving, and compassionate, giving and forgiving to all people. But then I step out and my actions are contradictory. I'm in a different vibration. So you understand how that works. I set the tone in the morning, and I think the thoughts, and I speak the words, but my actions are contradictory. Or maybe my words and my actions are in alignment, but my thoughts are different. Maybe I am acting kind, caring, loving, compassionate, giving, and forgiving to all people. And maybe I'm speaking the words, that's it being in the outer, right? I'm speaking the words to those I encounter throughout the day. However, my thoughts, I can still hold thoughts of judgment, right? Because we can say one thing and be thinking another. We all do it. So maybe I'm going through the motions. I'm taking the right actions. I'm speaking the right words, but I have thoughts that are judgmental. I have thought that, well, I'd really like to clobber that. You know, we have thoughts that are contradictory to what we want to be in alignment in. And so the vibration is all over the place. The vibration is not in alignment. We're not maintaining the frequency of being kind, caring, loving, compassionate, giving, and forgiving to all people at all times. So I hope that illustrates that for you. So the attitude and the composite of the attitude, the thoughts, words, and actions have to be in alignment. And then we talked about that feeling a little bit. We talked about feeling the ego and the individuality. We talked how in this world of oneness where we are all one with our source, of one mind with a capital M, one consciousness, we have this duality within us. We have the ego and personality versus our individuality. If you missed that part, go back and listen to yesterday's episode. That's very, very important to understand that, because we have to get to the point where the individuality, our true essence, is dominant and the director of the personality and ego. Personality and ego is not a bad thing. You can read all kind of things about personality and ego. It colors who we are in our absolute original self, the essence of who and what we are. But the individuality, the truth of our being, has to be dominant. Because that truth of our being is where we're going to find our purpose, when we're going to find our passion, where we're going to be in alignment with Source. That has to be the director. We have to make that dominant. And most people are ego and personality dominant. It's not bad, but we want to be individuality dominant. So pay attention to that. Go and listen to the last episode. The next one I want to talk about is our emotions. Our emotions have an impact on our vibration and our frequency. And our emotions, just like feelings, and I separate these for a reason, because I think we can look at emotions as going a little bit deeper with our feelings. It's like, let's look at the feelings. I have the feeling, I'm experiencing a feeling of being happy, or I'm experiencing a feeling of being sad. Now, when we're really emotionally involved with that, I go beyond just being happy. I am excited. I am exuberant. I am thrilled. I am passionate. I am so excited. And, you know, we're emotionally involved with that happiness. You see the difference there? So the feeling is being happy. The emotion is the intensity of the feeling. Enthusiasm makes the difference. It's like taking that feeling of being happy to a whole nother level. And it works on the other end too, right? If we suppress all that we're meant to be, do, and have in this world, that can lead to depression. So I'm feeling sad can turn into I'm feeling depressed. So now we get into an emotional state of depression. It's the feeling taken to the extreme on that side of the coin. So it's really important to pay attention to our emotions. And we can solve so many of those emotional issues by being excited and enthusiastic about life. Even the problems and the things that come up during the course of the day that we didn't expect, that don't look good on the surface, I assure you there is good in everything. There is the equivalent benefit of in that adversity. There is the equivalent benefit that comes from Napoleon Hill and so many teachers, authors, poets, and philosophers that have come before all of us, that there is good to be found in everything. So we step into our day with positive expectation and know that we will have emotional highs and lows, and it's taking the feelings to the extreme. That's one way that we can really, really be in charge of our vibration and our frequency. The next one, wow, we're just about out of time. I got a couple more to go here. We got to talk about beliefs, the levels of beliefs on a couple different levels. We got to talk about paradigms and their effect on us. There's so much more to the law of vibration and what influences it. And it is in these elements that I have been discussing over the last three episodes. This is important stuff to understand. This is where a lot of people get stuck. I'm doing all the right things and it doesn't work for me. Just saying the words, it doesn't work for me takes that dial from all the way on that right side of that radio station where you're listening to classical or smooth jazz, and it takes it all the way down the dial till you're listening to the garbage news, negative news all day long. Just stating the fact that it doesn't work for you. Acknowledging that I may be stuck and I may need some help because I want to make a quantum leap now. I want to move all the way from where I am now all the way to my pot of gold somewhere over the rainbow. And I need some help to do that. That maintains your vibration. You're acknowledging that you have the power within you. But maybe you need a mentor, a guide, or a coach, or accountability partner, or something to help you along, help you, give you a hand up, not a hand out, a hand up, to help you up the next couple steps. That's where somebody like me comes in. You know, let's talk about it. Let's talk about those big dreams, those big goals, and let's get you moving. This is important to understand, this law of vibration. It's a primary law. We're going to keep going with this because I am not finished. So keep listening, stay tuned, and I will be back with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Cause, Dr. Cause and Effect. We've been talking about the law of vibration. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for pressing play and listening to the Genesis Frequency.